No, we will. I want to be a part of that.
That's fine, but I want...
Blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all the darkness. During my radio show this last week, I was talking about how blaming God for all of the evils in this world, again, is like blaming the sun for darkness. In other words, God is blamed for the evils in this world rather than the good that he gave and still gives through Jesus Christ, John 3:16, and that he continuously gives through his mercy on a daily basis to each and every one of us, read Psalm 103. There's a story told of a man in a London airport who decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened the small tin, took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. Now, after waiting for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. And to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and she ate it. He couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. The audacity of this woman, different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, and presumptuous flashed through his mind. As he was about to express his thoughts, he bent down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. And in an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, and impudent person. He had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had, in truth, been very gracious. Now, when you look a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, you will find that it is man and sin that man chose to commit, which are responsible for the evils in the world, James 1:12, not God. Man not following the rule of God's government is the very reason evil exists in this world. It always has been, and it always will be. There are so many wars within and without that, well, they could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the meek King of Glory, and yet because he rebels against his God and his Creator, wars continue and man has the audacity to blame his God. When you go through the Ten Commandments, you can see the reason for the evil in which we see in this world. Number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Do you serve other gods? Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Do you serve a God that, well, overlooks lying, stealing, adultery, so on and so forth? Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Do you practice what you preach? Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Do you honor your God by giving your heart to him and your hand to man? Number five, honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Do you hold your parents in high esteem? Number six is, thou shalt not kill. Are you angry with your brother without a cause? Matthew 5. Number seven is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Have you looked upon a man or a woman to lust after them? Again, Matthew 5. Number eight is, thou shalt not steal. Have you stolen something, great or small, regardless of its value? Number nine is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Have you told a lie before? Number 10, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Have you lusted after something that does not belong to you? Read Exodus 20 in the whole. Remember what Noah Webster said. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Friends, have you despised or neglected God's holy laws and precepts contained in the Bible? Because therein lies the evil that prevails in this world, Romans 7:14 through 25. And before blaming a merciful God for the darkness that man is responsible for, we might want to take a step back and realize that it was God the Father that gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for man's violation towards God's holy law in John 3:16 in order to establish the light. proceed from there, despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Friends, have you despised or neglected God's holy laws and precepts contained in the Bible? Because therein lies the evil that prevails in this world. Romans 7:14-25. Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You, again, have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Boy, oh boy, much is coming to pass, no question about it. We're going to be talking about what it looks like when we go around the mountain again and again and again. I want to show you what proper government looks like in spite of what we see today, okay? Listen carefully. In a well-governed state, there are few punishments. Let me say it again. In a well-governed state, there are few punishments. Does anybody want to tell me why that is? It's the same thing we were talking about yesterday by chance, right? And why is that? There's few punishments. Because people fear to commit the crime. Folks, if you look at other countries, for example, even theft. I've never seen an example of this where what they did is a camera crew came in, went into a coffee shop, and left expensive computers on the counter. And they left it for 3 hours, and they came back, and nobody touched their stuff. Why? Because there's consequences concerning the crimes that they're guilty of committing. Okay? And when we understand that, that, friends, in fact, is teaching people the fear of God and departing from iniquity. So when we're talking about quotes like this, in a well-governed state, that means a state that's actually doing its job to do what? To condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, to maintain cause, right? To maintain order, right? Is the cause to restrain men from sin. That's the purpose of government. And I'm going to say that until I'm blue in the face, until people finally get it. That's what a well-governed state looks like. It's to restrain men from violating or transgressing God's moral law. That is your history, America. If you'd like to dispute that, I'm here. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Let me finish the quote. In a well-governed state, there are few punishments because people see that there's consequence. Not because there are many pardons, but because criminals are rare. Why? Because they're not tolerated by the state. The people don't allow their representatives to become corrupt and play the Judas in selling them out to the highest bidder. Right? Luke 22:48. It is when a state is in decay that the multitude of crimes is a guarantee of impunity. And what is impunity, friends? What is impunity? When there's no consequence of punishment. In other words, you don't have to pay the piper for your crime. When I talk about the Word of God, friends, I want you to understand, and I've said this before, and I want to say it again, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. It applies to every facet of our lives. Do we not understand that? And speaking of this particular quote, in which I have in front of me right now, when we don't tolerate what the Lord doesn't tolerate, I'll tell you what, that is a blessed state to be in. And that's why we need to take heed to his statutes. And if we don't, what's going to happen? We're going to go around the mountain again. And we're going to go around the mountain again and again and again and again. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Also want to let you know you can check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com. And friends, if you want to know who we are, what it is that we're doing, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We come with a basket full of fruits that brings glory to the Christ and him alone. John 15:8. And again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make others what? The measure of our standard. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have the mind of Christ here. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We're not to be conformed to this world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, by the Word of God. Romans 12:2, 2 Timothy 2:15. We're supposed to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I can go on. John 7:17 comes to my aid. Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid. The list goes on. Malachi 2:6 comes to my aid as well, friends. Okay, and when we hold to that word, I'll tell you what, we're going to be in a blessed position. Also read Proverbs 7:2 when you get a moment, and put that up against what happens if we don't take heed to the Word of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:13 that when we despise the Word of God, we despise our own souls. And if we take that on a personal level and we despise and destroy our own souls, what's going to happen to our families? What's going to happen to our communities? What's going to happen to our little towns and our little cities and our states and our country as a whole? We're going to reap what we don't want. Folks, that's exactly the truth of the matter. Let me give this to you really quick. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 20, I want you to listen carefully because this is Moses, the Lord giving commands through Moses. And he said, I said unto you, you are coming unto the mountain of the Amorites, your enemies, which the Lord our God doth give unto us. Okay? Now, picture this to be incomparable, or should I say in parallel, with our forefathers. Behold, that means look and see, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it as the Lord thy God and thy fathers have said unto thee. Fear not. Don't be afraid. It was the first thing the Lord said 365 times. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. I'll take care of them. He says, neither be discouraged. And you came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we'll send men before us. And they shall search out the land and bring us word again by what way we must go up and into what cities we shall come. And then it says, and the saying pleased me well. And I took the 12 men of you, one of a tribe, and they turned and went up into the mountain and came unto the valley of Eshcol and searched it out. Okay? And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down unto us again and brought us word again and said, it's a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. Friends, guess what? We've already got the possession. We've already got the possession. But listen to what the Lord said. Notwithstanding, you would not go up, but you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. Hey, friends, let me say this. The hard part's already over. You've already got the possession, and the possession is that which our forefathers sacrificed themselves to give unto us. And what the Lord requires after that, once we have the possession, is that we're to do the same thing in our possession as before we received the possession or our inheritance, right? And what does the Lord say? He says in Joshua 22, he said, but take diligent heed. That means painstaking heed. Pay careful attention to yourselves to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you to love the Lord your God and to walk in all of his ways, to keep his commandments, to cleave unto him and serve him with all of your heart and all of your soul. So folks, that's all we merely have to do is maintain. But if not, we want to rebel, we're going around the mountain again and again, and we'll go around that mountain again and again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Branster with the American Policy Center. And we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd-Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. This is a good show for you guys to jump in again, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4, if you so choose to do so. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And we're going to continue on here, friends. By the way, we got some people online saying that was Israel. Well, the Lord doesn't change. We are Israel. Modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, is not the Israel of God. For those that aren't paying attention right now, and I know a lot of Zionists don't quite get this yet, but they're playing a dangerous game. They're actually in support of the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 3:9. But what I have posted right now, friends, is a picture by the Daily Caller, and this is Rothschild's Israel. This is not the Israel of God. It's the land they call Israel today, where they've ripped it off. They've stolen the land from the Palestinians. Go back 100 years and look at any Bible. You'll see what I'm telling you is absolutely spot on. But what you're going to notice, friends, is Israel, modern-day Israel today, is to host the largest pride festival in the Middle East's history. And they want you to believe that they are the chosen of God. You are sadly, sadly mistaken. You probably better put your little cultic Bible down that Schofield wrote and your buddy John Darby And in the process of doing so, this was this conversation I'm having right now. We went to talk about this 100 years ago. But because the people are so simple-minded and so easily steered and controlled and desensitized and demoralized that they just believe whatever the state-controlled media tells them. And therein lies the problem with the country. Again, I just want to highlight this. Modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, to host the largest Pride Festival in Middle East in the Middle East history, and they want you to believe that they're the chosen of God. I just want to make clear that you all understand. They're not the chosen of God. These are not the chosen of God. These are the disciples of hell. They are of the synagogue of Satan. Enough said on that point. I want to go on to the next one, friends. We were just talking about how the Lord said, you rebelled against me when I gave you the promised land. And because of that, he said to them, your young ones and your little ones, tell them they're going in, but the older generation, tell them to go around the mountain again. And that's where they're going to die off sooner or later if they don't listen. And that's where the people of this country are going again and again and again, because they fail to take note of the Lord's heart concerning the issues in which we face today. If you look at what the Lord said in context in Deuteronomy 1, it's also interesting to note that both unto Caleb and Joshua, he said unto them, because they obeyed me, because they loved me, not some term, this modern day term of it's legalistic. You know, they want to equate you to being legalistic because you love your father and because you obey him. That's all nonsense. What they are, friends, are a bunch of antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law. They have no regard for his government in any sense of the word. But let's go back to this. I want you to consider in Deuteronomy 1 here, friends, that the Lord told Joshua, the son of Nun, and the prophet, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, he said to them, he said, go in because I'm going to give you all that you've trodden your foot upon. Because you what? You wholly followed the Lord. And because you wholly followed the Lord, it's yours. But again, go over there now, Moses, and tell that older generation that rebelled against me, tell them they're not going in. They're going around the mountain again. They're not listening to the voice of the prophets. Believe the prophets and you shall be established. They don't listen to that voice. They want to live their own lives. They want to live out what they call, it's the oldest sin in the book, friends. It's idolatry. They want to serve themselves. And they don't realize, friends, that serving themselves is bringing them to the position that they are today. And concerning the headline, what is it? To go around the mountain again. Why was the message that the Lord sent while he was incarnate in the flesh on this earth? Why was it that he said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Mark 4:17, Matthew 3:2, go over to Acts 2:38, Acts 20:21. The list goes on. Why was the message repent? Because of this nonsense. And the message is the same then, and it's the same in the present. Why? Because the Lord does not change. I am the Lord thy God, I change not. And then what else did he say, friends? He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3:6 and also Hebrews 13:8. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I got a video audio from Eric Matosis, and I see him online quite a bit. And he's got some good things to say, and I want you to listen carefully because while you're fast asleep again, Americans, what you don't realize is you're being sold off. And the question is your state on the list?
America, let's check in.
Listen to this.
Texas is doing.
Did you know that every commercial construction contract in Texas has a document you have to sign legally binding you to not criticize Israel? It's right here. It has to be signed by anybody who's leasing out their building to a government agency, like a school or an office building. Also have to sign it for any government contracts, including accounting, agriculture, audit, consulting, engineering, legal, program development, real estate, any other professional service, asset management, brokerage, cash management, credit card, financial, insurance, investment advisory, investment banking, proxy advisory, reporting, securities lending, trustee or trust, any other services related to financial products. You'll get put on a list, dude. Look, here's a little list of Israel boycotters right here on the contract. Ben and Jerry's? Leave the ice cream out of this. Wait, what is that one at the bottom? I don't have my glasses on. Oh no, they got me. Oh, I'm never gonna be on Hannity.
And people are upset in Arizona too.
Arizona has now declared that dissent about the conduct of a foreign country is punishable by economic blacklisting of Arizonans. Today, we're launching a campaign to protect the right to
dissent. Does this sound like the chosen of God, people?
Bedrock of American freedom. Here's what the law that we are seeking to repeal currently does. If you run a business with more than 10 employees and are seeking a contract for over $100,000, you must sign a government oath saying you will not...
So, friends, what's happened is because of the ignorance, again, of the people in this country, now they believe that you're here to serve the government. You know what? Okay, you know what? Here's the thing, guys. I'm just looking at some comments right now. Are we going to sit there and magnify the problem, or are we going to be the answer to the world that the Lord has commanded us to be, so that they might find faith in Him and not in the excuses that men continuously propose to the rest of us, and they sit back and do nothing? They're really good at just complaining about it, but they do nothing to bring about the answers. Listen, if you're not bringing about the answers, a redemptive work, it's because you've never been redeemed. It's just that true. Read Isaiah 58, verse 12. We're called as Christians to give the answers to the world. And those answers are the desire of the Lord that He wills to bring. But He has to find His vessels, namely those that are willing to bear their cross, deny themselves, and follow the Christ, put their hand on the plow, not look back, and follow Him. Okay? So it's not enough to sit here and just talk about the problems. I'm just merely telling you, this is why the American people are going around the mountain again. Okay? So what I don't want to do is put frosting on that cake. I want to get rid of the cake. Okay? The government has no business coming in here telling us that if we want to do business where they have no business putting their hands whatsoever, constitutionally, their job is to get out of the way. When I started the first segment today, I told you the purpose of government. You know, friends, those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you already know the purpose of government. I stated it during the first segment. To maintain order. Okay, that's their purpose. To do what? To discover and apply God's laws. That's why they put their hand on the Bible and swear the oath. Ecclesiastes 5:4, Numbers 30, verse 2. Go over to Deuteronomy 23:23 as well. The government doesn't have any business telling you or me. They work for me and you. And if you don't have that proper structure in place, friends, or if you want to call it protocol, you can call it that as well. But they have no business telling us what we better do if we're going to do business in the United States of America. Again, our said limited republic, Article 4, Section 4, our said representatives, they operate through delegated authority that comes from us to them, not the other way around. And the delegated authority that we bestow upon them comes from the Lord, period. Okay? They're trying to reverse the roles. And that's why everything that you see with the modern day Israel movement is completely inverted. It's completely upside down. It's completely backwards. That's why you have all these Zionists twisting and perverting scripture. And the Bible says to their own destruction. Let that not be found upon you, friends. Let not that be found upon you. This stuff right here shows you that they mean to overthrow who we are and to dictate every facet already on top of what they already dictate concerning our lives. They want to reinforce it all the more. They even want to change your behavior. They want to tell you what you can do, when you can do it, how you can do it, where you're going to do it, how much you can spend, what you can say. No! Nonsense, people! That's not what our forefathers taught us. No way. They taught us liberty. And the law, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So if we want liberty, we better get back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16.
Participate in a peaceful boycott of Israel. You sign.
So folks, what they're doing is they've lost the narrative. So because they lost the narrative, here comes in the totalitarian method of by force. No. By force, you resist and hold them accountable.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who is not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, I just got to say this before I pull this call up. It's blooming. It just rained here in the state of Minnesota, and ever since it's been blooming, I've been getting beat up. I mean, there's times where both my eyes are almost shut, so if you want to get a kick out of looking at Bradley Dean's issues with this pollen in the state of Minnesota, just go ahead and check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com as well. Tracy calling in from Longmont. Now, is that Texas, or where are you calling from, Tracy?
Colorado.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you, man. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
I got some feedback.
Okay.
I can hear myself every time I.
Okay, do you get the microphone right by
Hello?
It? Yep, I'm here.
I don't. Oh. I don't have.
Okay, well, just talk into the microphone, you know, on the phone, and then just turn the ear away.
Well, I tell you what, man, this is what it is. A dollar bill. Annuit septus novos ordo seclorum. Annuit septus is he God smiles on all our undertakings. Novos ordo seclorum is a Latin mass. The new world order. And in God we trust. The Knights of Columbus put it on there in 1954. So I'll hang up and hear your response.
Okay. What did you want me to respond to? I'm just curious. I mean,
well, how is that favored with the Sons and Daughters of Liberty?
Well, the Sons and Daughters of Liberty, if you remember right back in 1772, they were the ones that actually rallied together to keep the colonies awake as to what was going on concerning the corrupt king across the pond. So that's what they were.
Yeah, so what about?
Go ahead.
George Washington being a Mason.
Nonsense.
You know, Benjamin Franklin starting the first Masonic Lodge.
Yeah, but that's a whole different show, but I'll be happy to answer that. Forgive me, I just pulled it up, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to go ahead and append it on the bottom of the Rumble page in the comment section. It's a whole documentary I did just on that. But remember, Albert Mackey and Albert Pike said back in the 1850s, they said the Masons of today are not at all what our forefathers were. And when you look at the forefathers and when they were talking about Mason, what is Mason, Tracy? What is a Mason?
Well, a Mason used to be spelled M-A-Y-S-O-N. They took the Y out of it,
right,
from the Mayflower.
Okay, but that's not what I'm asking you. That's just old English. I get that. But what I'm talking about is when they're talking about Masons, what defines a Mason? Even today, what is a Mason? It's not these occult members in the government. They are stone cutters, right? They are the ones that are responsible for putting up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The 3 degrees, but then you got Albert Pike, you got the Sephiroth from Spain, the Sephardic, you know. So there's a bunch to say about all that stuff.
Right.
And in the state seal of Colorado is nihil sin numi, nothing without providence. So how's all this herald?
Well, Tracy, the point is that's why the Lord put us here, is to right the wrongs, man. And he gave us the power to do it. I don't care what they're doing. I care that if there's a wrong that they're doing and they're committing, I care about righting it by being the justice that needs to be brought upon their heads, Isaiah 26, verse 9. But I do want to go back. Go ahead.
How about this, Bradley, that Niall Sindamine, the state seal of Colorado, has that eye of clairvoyancy on it that's on the dollar, and it means nothing without providence. And the end of the declaration says we pledge our lives and our honor and our wealth to divine providence. And how's that working out? Being where Colorado stands in America.
Right, and I understand that again. So if we see the wrong, then the majority of the people that claim to be Christians need to stand up and right the wrongs by getting rid of the leaven that's in the lump. Is that right? Or are we supposed to just talk about the bad things and leave them as is and then just throw our hands up in the air and say there's nothing we can do about it? What do you think we should do?
Well, why do they give providence to Anton LaVey, the satanic church over there in Boulder?
Yeah, because...
You know, 501c3, what are they, tax-exempt?
Yeah, Satan? But you're kind of all over the board here, Tracy. Now, let's just stick to the topic here. Going back to our forefathers, what you've been told, and I've done a show on this several times, not a one of our forefathers, the revisionists would have you believe that they are the bad guys. But let's just go back to this really quick. They weren't deists. I go down a whole list on this concerning my show. Are you suggesting to me, just with the information that you have, are you suggesting to me that somehow or another a bunch of Satanists actually planted what it is that we have 250 years later? In other words, what I'm saying is, in the year of our Lord, which ends the Constitution 1787, and then when you go to the Declaration, which you brought up, there's four references to the Lord himself. And also remember what they were feeding upon, which preceded the Declaration of Independence. And what was that? It was called the Mayflower Compact, which did nothing but smack of the pulpit. No, Christians established what it is that we have, and that's all you have to do is go to Yorktown. It's all you have to do is go to Williamsburg. That's all you have to do is go to the East Coast, because we have a rich Christian heritage there. But also go to Jamestown, and you're going to find real quick that it's the people that have forsaken the God that our forefathers were led here by the Lord to establish. And that's why, again, I was making reference to Deuteronomy 1 and also Joshua 22 today. because we have a responsibility to right the wrongs. And there's 345 million people in this country that are putting up with the crimes of less than 1%, 1.7% of the population that's using the media to browbeat us into submission. We got to say enough of the lies, and we got to start living our lives before the Lord, where the enemies worry about how we live our life, Tracy, rather than us them.
No, I understand.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
This is the abortion capital of the world.
Yeah, and that's a lack of Christianity. That's why judgment is upon this country. And the fact of the matter is, when we talk about that, you have a majority of the people in this country that allowed the government, just a small oligarchy, and that means where few rule over many, where they illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent baby, and the majority of the American people, as long as they could, you know, just live their own selfish lives, they didn't care. They allowed that oligarchy to do the things that they've done to the degree that they have today, which is now equivalent to 80 million babies. I totally agree. But we have to right the wrongs.
So how does birthright citizenship work out? I mean, they've killed more than they've actually allowed into this country.
Tracy, I totally appreciate you, man. Next time, do this, though, okay? Because I'm going to stick to the Mason thing, and I'm going to finish the point. Okay, he just hung up. When you call in, let's just stick to one or two topics, friends, not go all over the board. That's my job, right? But I do want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully, friends. Our forefathers, those that were Masons, I can tell you right now, the ones that are prominent concerning in your mind as to who were the Masons, just like Tracy said, such as George Washington. Did you know that George Washington wasn't a Mason? That was all done through the revisionists. They're just slowly rewriting history, friends. And the fact of the matter is, when we go back, there's books written about George Washington, the Apostle George Washington. There's books written on John Adams, the prophet, the Colossus of Independence. There's books written on the teacher, Thomas Jefferson. My goodness, if you've never been to his library, Thomas Jefferson's, I mean, you want to talk about feeling like about you're a half an inch tall? Go look at the things that he established, the books that he read. I mean, the guy could speak seven languages, but he also said of himself that I am a Christian and I am of the real sort. How could it be otherwise when you go to Monticello and you look at his grave and it says father of religion, right? And what is he talking about? The First Amendment. Friends, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, that lines up with 1 Corinthians 12:28. It says first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. One more point, and I'm going to take this next call. Why is it that every state preamble in the United States of America starts out acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Why is it that all of our said representatives are to put their hand on the Bible and promising to uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution? I'm just asking. Why is that? If we're not a Christian nation, folks, I don't care what the devil has to tell us. I don't care. That's why I'm in the Word, because it's my job to shout him down. It's my job to make sure that we roll over the top of him and his lies and expose them for what they are. Isn't that what Ephesians 5:11 teaches us, friends? Yes, it does. And we're to get busy. And if we got busy, we wouldn't be just talking about what the bad guys do, but they'd be worried about what guys like me and you are doing. And that's how we're supposed to live our lives. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy 28, as a blessing, that the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Well, that's not good enough. What about the New Testament? Oh my goodness, from the old to the new, which is a fulfilling of the old, it's nothing but promises. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation under those that trouble us. He's given us power over all the works of the enemy. Luke 10:19. There's no excuse for Christendom, if you want to call it that, in America to be in the position that it's in today. Nope. They have forsaken their God, and that's exactly why they're going around the mountain again. I got my friend Captain Benjamin Davis from Missouri. Welcome to the show, guy. I haven't talked to you in a while. You got about 2 minutes. It's all yours.
Yes, sir. I wanted to encourage everyone with this, first off, forcibly separated captain over the COVID test.
Correct.
But I want to encourage people that when we follow God, we will see results. And if we don't, our children will see it. But I want to share a personal testimony. So the father had me write this letter to Pam Bondi writing out the all of the U.S. laws and regulations pertaining to all vaccines. And as I'm writing this down, it was like the Holy Spirit helped me. I'm not saying it's inspired, but I'm saying I never would have sat down and written that had it not been the Father pushing me to do that. So then Pete Hegseth comes out with this memo that only National Guard people don't have to get the flu shot, and it was this extremely thing. So the Father had me write him another letter saying, no, all the vaccines are not authorized. They're against U.S. law and against U.S. policy. Bottom line, serve the Lord and ask him what he wants you to do. We don't have to go around the mountain again. We can end this and go into the promised land.
Amen. Amen, guy. Good hearing from you, man. Totally appreciate you, man. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Good to see you, Bethany. Haven't seen you in a while. Answer to your question, no, not a peep. Just reached out to him the other day. I have no idea what's going on with him. So I hope I answered your question. You know what, folks? You guys made this your show. And again, I've always told you, if you want to make it your show, great. I've got a lot of content here, a lot of tabs pulled up right now. I want to make a couple more points, but if you want to make it your show, please give us a call. 281-845-4704. This isn't a show where you just got to call in and agree with everything. No, it's just getting the right answers to the people that are going to respond accordingly. And our objective here is to make disciples, man, to get out there and win the nation back, because I believe that the Lord looks to and fro concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show himself strong on their behalf, just like he said. And then I think of John 14:12, where it says, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. And then I think about the end of John chapter 21, where it says, had all the books been written that Jesus concerning the miracles that he performed, all the books in the world couldn't contain them. And just think about this. He turns and he says unto us, knowing those truths, greater works are you going to do than I did, as he gives us all power. How many parables is he given unto us, friends, as stewards, concerning the parable of the talents? Folks, that's the proof of what Ben, our friend from Missouri, just said. It's when we act upon his word, he promises to respond. Of course, who's the one that led us to act in the first place? He did. Romans 8:14, right? Yep. Well, if he's the one leading us to do it by his spirit, then that means he's leading us because he wants to show himself strong on our behalf, as I said. So if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I do want to tell some people, I'm not looking at all the outlets. I'm going back and forth the best that I can, and I'm seeing pertinent points that I want to respond to. I also want to say that both Facebook outlets, they're freezing me up right now. They won't let me respond. I see Rumble's doing the same thing. I posted two different videos, both concerning the Zionists and also the Masons, because what you're being told, going back to what our friend from Colorado had brought up, concerning our forefathers being Masons. Remember, they're stonecutters, okay? And you know what a Freemason is, friends? So the Masons were the local guys building abbeys, cathedrals, so on and so forth. And you know what the Freemasons were? They were the ones that were on the same continent, and they were the ones that would go help the local Masons. And you know what they do? Is they'd meet at a place called the Lodge. Isn't that interesting? How those words have been hijacked by the bad guys? Isn't that interesting? Just like they're trying to hijack Christianity today and say this is what Christ does, when in fact this is what the devil does. It's the same thing they did with our forefathers, and yet they're doing it right in front of our faces. Read Isaiah 5:20. But go back to our forefathers, friends. Nonsense. What you're being told about our forefathers? Nonsense. Oh, we say, well, what about that obelisk in Washington, D.C.? Yeah, what about it? Oh, that's all Masonic. No, that's all been modernized. What is there, friends, concerning what they've created there? But you do need to understand that obelisk at the very top of that obelisk, you know what it says? Laus Deo. You know what that means? It means praise to God. And you know what it says on the stairs all the way up to the top of that obelisk? Scriptures engraved on the stairs. The word of God. The word of God inscripted on the stairs. So friends, dig in a little bit deeper before you just call in and you know very little of what you're talking about. And I'm not saying that I know everything, because I believe that many times when people call in, you're bringing information into me that I didn't have neither. I mean, this is how it works, right? We need each other. That's a good place to be. But again, if you want to call in, I want you to understand. Oh, I wanted to say this about the Lodge. I don't want to lose that thought. You know what the Lodge was? That's where the Freemasons and the builders, the stonecutters, right? The Freemasons on the continent and also the local Masons, they would go to the Lodge. You know what the Lodge would do? They would bring in preachers from around that current area, and they would preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? It's not at all what you've been told today. Not at all as to what you've been told today. I did a whole documentary, folks. I spent 3 months on that documentary only to find out the nonsense and the lies that we've been told. Even what's on our money as to why it was there, why it was proposed, and why it was added. What did they have done? The revisionists have taken out. They have gutted the pith and marrow of our history as to who we are and where we came from. And that's why I asked our friend from Colorado, are you proposing then? Are you suggesting that our forefathers were a bunch of Satanists the way the revisionists want us to believe that they were? Absolutely not. Here, I just do this. Let me do this real quick. When you get a moment, because I've been to Washington's place several times. By the way, he's never been there. But his place is still there. And I'm not being funny. I am being a little funny, I guess. But if you go to his gravesite, It's inside of a little building, and you can look through the gate. And what's interesting is you're going to see on top of his grave, I am the resurrection and the life. You know what's crazier about all of that? Right when you walk into George Washington's home, you know what you see? You see a big star, a Masonic star, right on side of one of the little pillars before you walk into the building. And it's like, it's all nonsense. What they've done is they bought it, then they hijacked, and they made him to be what they wanted to be and what they want you to believe. They've hijacked patriotism, and they've redefined it is what they've done, friends. Like so many different things. Like, you know, one of the things that I said yesterday, I was bringing up the Patriot Act. This is just a, folks, it's just a drop in the bucket as to how the government plays semantics with you 24/7. They called after September 11th, what did they call that act where it undermined the Constitution? Well, they sold to the American people the Patriot Act. You know what the word patriot means? It means to uphold dying laws. Did you know that? Is that what the Patriot Act does? No, it should have been called the Act of Tyranny because it does just the exact opposite. How about Barack Hussein Obama's Obamacare? I don't know if you know this or not, but before him, it was actually called Romney Care under that pedo. Okay, and then it changed when Barack got into office, it became Obamacare. And then what they did is when Trump got into office, they changed it to the American Health Care Act. See, they keep changing it because people catch on to it. That's what kind of cunning, insidious snakes you tolerate within the halls of government. But what does it do, friends? It steals from the taxpayers. It creates a communist system to do what? To pay for everybody else's health care and more. It was also a conduit to traffic children. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but now you know. And it just shows you, again, Americans, let me stop right there. Just concerning our phone call from our friend from Denver, or from Colorado, forgive me. Folks, I'm not on the radio to just tell you what's wrong. I'm telling you, look what you're allowing them to do. And then you say to me, because I have people that don't take the time to pull the curtain back on me before they attack me, if they would do their due diligence to know who I am, they would see that I've been in this fight for 30 years. We're practicing what we're preaching here. You know, and I've said this, and I want you to hear this, and maybe you didn't hear this, but you need to hear this. You know what the world needs, friends? The world is afraid, and it needs an unafraid Christianity, because I'll tell you what, that is what the enemy is afraid of. And I'll tell you what, the enemies that you've tolerated thus far, what they don't realize is they are creating enemies that they don't want. Because once you take everything away from them, they've got those men have nothing to lose. And that's exactly where things are going right now. People are on the edge. People need answers. People are in darkness. Christians, the darker the world is, the brighter that we shine. Read Isaiah 65, verse 1. The Bible also tells us that we saw those that sat in darkness saw the light. Who's the light of men, friends? Go to John 1. Who's the light of men? His name is Jesus Christ. Man, this is what we should be doing all over the country. We should be hearing this on the radio all day long. You want to know why? Because all the way up until the 50s, did you know that what I'm doing here right now was very prevalent across the radio stations in America? Now you have the conservatives ostracizing guys like me because they don't want you to have the answer. They want you to buy their lies, their propaganda, and their products because they all want you to serve the golden calf just like the one that they're serving. But they say they believe in God. Well, listen. The Bible tells us that the devils believe and tremble too. So to all the bad guys, you better pay attention to what I'm telling you, because the word of God is infallible. It's immutable. It's set in stone. The Lord's not going to change his mind for you. He's going to bring you to judgment just like the rest of us are going to judgment. So we better live out our lives in such a fashion that's all pleasing to his son. Remember, the Lord said, "This is my son, hear him." Why did he say hear him? Because he said, "In whom I am well pleased." The Lord said that several times, and if the Lord's well pleased with him, then we better put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. Saying hello to my friends out in Texas. BBS, totally appreciate you guys as well.